The downsizing of the agency could impact Americans' health for generations. Right now, numbers of stroke are down, but that could change. 60 Minutes correspondent Sharon Alfonsi has more.
The confusion in Bethesda has also paralyzed many of the 2,500 universities and institutes that rely on the NIH to help fund their research. So far, nearly 800 grants have been terminated, some on HIV and AIDS, trans health, and COVID-19, after researchers were told their work was no longer an agency priority.
It's the 50th anniversary of the Gift of Life Donor Dash, where hundreds of families in Philadelphia run and walk to celebrate the city's Gift of Life program. KYW Radio's Shanna Day Howard was at the Philadelphia Navy Yard talking to organ donors and recipients.
Stephen Soltis and his wife, Dell, attend the Donor Dash every year, since Stephen received not one but two organ donations, a liver and a pancreas.
I know I can never repay the gift I've been given, but I'm trying to at least honor it.
Whether it's a 10K run or a 5K walk, the Donor Dash is a way, he says, to thank the donors and celebrate the Gift of Life community. Jen and Jim Gaddy say the same in honor of their teenage son, Cole, who died in 2023 but lives on through his gift.
It's a hard decision to make, but it's the right decision to make.
At least 11 people were killed and dozens injured in Vancouver after a car rammed into a crowd of revelers. It was during a Filipino Heritage Day festival. Police have a suspect in custody and say there are no indicators of any kind of ideological motive behind the attack. Here's CBS's Anna Schechter.
The suspect is a 30-year-old Vancouver man. He was arrested at the scene after bystanders and witnesses intervened to detain him. This is right after he drove his vehicle into a crowd, but a motive is unknown, according to police, at this time.
Kim Kardashian will testify in Paris at a trial she's been waiting almost 9 years for. The suspects are known as the Grandpa Robbers, since they were mainly in their 60s and 70s. CBS's Elaine Cobb has more.
10 people go on trial in Paris on charges relating to the armed robbery in October 2016. The TV celebrity was in Paris for Fashion Week. Several men burst into her hotel room, tied her up and gagged her, and made their escape on bicycles with nearly $10 million worth of her jewelry.
The trial took 9 years to get going because several of the suspects had major health issues and one just died this week. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The Peace Lily is so last year.
Hey, has anyone worked with Fiddlenecks?
Shelby's popular flower shop is in full bloom.
We just got a request for an arrangement that evokes air.
Who's up for that challenge? No?
She needs to hire a floral designer to nip foliage faux pas in the bud.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Our advanced matching helps find talented candidates so you can connect with them fast. Redeem your $75 credit at Indeed.com/credit. Terms and conditions apply.
Still getting around to that fix on your car? You got this. On eBay, you'll find millions of parts guaranteed to fit. Doesn't matter if it's a major engine repair or your first time swapping your windshield wipers. eBay has that part you need, ready to click perfectly into place. For changes big and small, loud or quiet, find all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. But you already know that. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Hearing a lot about how tariffs will be impacting us, but please, not our morning coffee.
The coffee industry has been hit hard over the past 9 months, as Jeff Taylor with Bird Rock Coffee. Base level coffee pricing has been rising, and now the influence of tariffs.
All of our coffee comes from Latin America, from Africa. Now there's a 10% tariff on all those countries.
As coffee prices continue their upward movement, it's wait and see for both coffee roasters and consumers.
National Coffee Association and the SCA are working to take tariffs off of coffee. It's nothing more than a tax. Not doing anything to help the U.S. economy. It's just hurting consumers.
Stephen Kaufman, CBS News.
Chubby Checker, Joe Cocker, and Bad Company will be inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. They're in a class that also includes Cyndi Lauper, Outkast, The White Stripes, and Soundgarden. Salt-N-Pepa will be the first female rap act to win gold and platinum. They will be getting the Music Influence Award, as well as Warren Zevon. Cooper Lawrence, CBS News.
W-R-J-N weather. With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Clear tonight, mid-40s, mostly sunny and breezy on Monday, highs near 67, south winds up to 30 miles per hour. Winds gust to 35 Monday night with some showers and thunderstorms. Showers and storms to start your Tuesday, then partly sunny, 57. It's 51 at our studios.
Royal Park to Racine Quarry. Local news and timeless hits.
Mama told me, 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 mama updates on all the sports that matters with Mike Clemens. Mike's report starts at 6 this morning with all the scores and highlights, along with comments from players and coaches. It's part of our local news and timeless hits on WRJN.
When we got our home appraised, we felt robbed. Compared to a similar home right around the corner, our appraisal was $80,000 less.
Latino and Black homeowners are about twice as likely as white homeowners to get low appraisals. If you believe your home has been unfairly appraised because of race or national origin, contact HUD at hud.gov/fairhousing. That's hud.gov/fairhousing. Everyone has a right to fair housing. A public service message from HUD in partnership with the National Fair Housing Alliance.
Music used to make me smile, and I knew if I had my chance that I could make those people dance, and maybe they'd be happy for a while. But February made me shiver with every paper I'd deliver. Bad news on the doorstep, I couldn't take one more step. I can't remember if I cried when I read about his widowed bride, but something touched me deep inside the day the music died. So bye bye. this American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. And them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die. Did you write the book of love? And do you have faith in God above? If the Bible tells you so, do you believe in rock and roll? Can music save your mortal soul? And can you teach me how to dance real slow? The day that I die. Now for 10 years we've been on our own, and moss grows fat on a rolling stone, but that's not how it used to be. When the jester sang for the king and queen in a coat he borrowed from James Dean, and a voice that came from you and me. King was looking down, the jester stole his thorny crown, the courtroom was adjourned. That I die. Helped the skelter in the summer swelter, the birds flew off with a fallout shell, 8 miles high and falling fast, and landed foul on the grass. The players tried for a forward pass with the jester on the sidelines.
I saw a
I met a girl who sang the blues, and I asked her for some happy news, but she just smiled and turned away. I went down to the sacred store where I'd heard the music years before, but the man there said the music wouldn't play. And in the streets the children screamed, the lovers cried and the poets dreamed, but not a word was spoken. The church bells all were broken, and the three men I admire most, the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, they caught the last train for the coast the day the music died, and they were singing, bye bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry, and them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die. They were singing, bye bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. Them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I
local news. And now, Timeless Hits. WRJN is all you need to keep up to date on news from Racine, Wisconsin, and around the world. With Stuart J. Waddles in the Radio Park Newsroom and the statewide resources of the Civic Media Network and CBS, our commitment to keeping you informed is as strong as ever. For 98 years, Racine's source for local news and news from around the world. WRJN.
You're alone and life is making you lonely. You can always go downtown. When you've got worries, all the noise and the hurry seems to help, I know. Downtown, just listen to the music of the traffic in the city. Linger on the sidewalk where the neon signs are pretty. How can you lose? The lights are much brighter there. Forget all your troubles, forget all your cares, so go downtown. Things will be great when you're downtown. No finer place for sure, downtown. Everything's waiting for you. Downtown. Don't hang around and let your problems surround you. There are movies. Shows downtown. Maybe you know some little places to go to where they never close. Downtown, just listen to the rhythm of a gentle bossa nova. You'll be dancing with them too before the night is over. Happy again. The lights are much brighter there. You can't forget all your troubles.
younger than today. I never needed anybody's help in any way.
We'll be right back. forbid your love to me. Lonely rivers flow to the sea, to the open arms of the sea. I'll be coming home. Wait for me.
Hometown Radio, refreshed. WRJN.
Jump for joy. Pigeon's gonna run to him. Come on. Everybody's gonna wanna doze.
that's so we don't have a plot, but at least I'm sure of all the things we got. I got flowers in the spring. I got you to wear my ring.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. We've been bringing you local news for 98 years. We continue to do it on the air and, of course, online. Stuart J. Waddles keeps an eye on things around the clock. If you miss it during the day on the air, you can always find it online. Simply go to WRJN.com, click on local news, and you'll be up to date.
Day one, the hardest day, the day you hear.
This is a type of blood cancer.
But day one is just one day. At the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, we are here to help you move past day one.
On day 45, I discovered an online community who shared great tips for in-treatment care.
I missed a lot of school during treatment, and LLS helped me keep up.
To learn more and get help on day two, day 28, or any day, please visit LLS.org or call 1-800-955-4572.
WRJN.
is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cooper Lawrence. Vigils are taking place in Vancouver to honor at least 11 people who were killed at a festival. A suspect is in custody and has been charged with 8 murders so far. Police say they may have a lead on a motive. CBS News correspondent Elise Preston.
Authorities have said that they do not believe that terrorism was at play here. They say that this 30-year-old Vancouver man that they have identified as the driver was known to them and had interactions with law enforcement involving mental health. Law enforcement officers have said that usually with terrorism, there's some type of ideology that someone was carrying out.
It's the last day of campaigning in Canada. Both candidates have called the Vancouver attack a nightmare and have sent sympathy to the families. This Canadian election has been dominated by President Donald Trump's policies and tariffs. Prime Minister Mark Carney, the Liberal Party leader, is favored to beat the Conservative. Since tariffs are on the minds of Canadian voters, they say that Carney has, quote, capabilities of leading and dealing with financial issues. Three former Memphis police officers accused in the beating death of Tyree Nichols go on trial today on state charges. CBS News legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum is following.
The court granted a motion for a change of venue, not for the trial itself, but for the selection of the jury, which will be selected from people living in Chattanooga and not Memphis. The defendants argued that years of pretrial publicity make selecting an impartial jury in Memphis nearly impossible, even if the trial itself can still be set there.
A new study says current climate policy puts the planet at a 62% risk